So Be It, written by Sylvia Blaylock, Sunday, December 8th, 2019, at 5:49 p.m.
Freedom ain't free if everybody ain't got some. I've said it time and again, but some have yet to hear the drum. That's okay. Do be you and all that you do. But know this too. The train is in the station. A break from your pen ain't no vacation. The art of communication is poetry. Literal, lyrical methodology. And with a world of words to choose from, we can move them in close with a soft hum. Know what I mean? You can hit a mic so fresh and so clean or gully as they come. Doesn't matter where you come from. Hit that mic like it owes you some. And then get it. Let your heartbeat set it. When you find that cadence, the crowd won't let you forget it. Know when you've got 'em and drop it on 'em smooth. Put the needle on the record and ride the groove. And let a bass line roll. Not a Fender or a Gibson, but the bass line in your soul. All that you are and have ever been is ready to take that pen for a spin. Let it all flow like spiritual indigo. The ancestors have tapped us to let the whole world know. Freedom ain't free if everybody can't get some. We've tried it their way, and now queendom has come. If both sides say the other can't be trusted, and both sides are still the same small change, maybe it's time for big things. I've said it time and time again. I'm tired of talking, and maybe it's time you see it. If verbs are more your speed, then so be it.
This beat rounds on us. Uprising Radio presents No Host Bars.
Just duplicate this simple truth, and Pretty Brown shuffling through her CDs, looking for Marvin. Her cheekbones barg and upright due to the conductor's tune. Her smile takes me to the era before a mind when love music meant long walks and being counseled underneath the stars thereof. Your core intertwines with mine, forming the yin-yang sign. I see you and me, and you see me and you, and together we are beautiful. I am the many few that this is new to, for it is the glaze that he has paved across your brain that has curved my crave into pursuing you. I watch you in your state of peace while you sleep, listening to the soothing sounds of a creek from such a beautiful beast. Let my kisses be as subtle as small pebbles bouncing off of your window pane, begging you to come and run away with me this midsummer night. For you are my reward for escaping death. The scent from your room after you've bathed made me feel like Adam before he had knowledge of his nakedness. For your love has turned a man against his own grain. I've found you because I've seeked, and our love on this mantle have finally peaked.
I don't mean to be rude. Wait a minute. Yes, I do. Why can I not be accepted or even respected around my own folks or own nation? But when I say I want to switch genders or change my occupation of social denomination, then they want to say they cool with me. Not saying I ever would do that, but I'm like, man, why do you really want to fool with thee? Why don't people even like each other anymore? Why can, when I say it outside, why when I put my hand, pump it in the hair and yell out black pride, why do people get upset when I speak? But when I see something that's mamby-pamby and candy-crushy, then that's the eardrums they want me to peek, but I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of all of these years and all of these tears that I have shed. So many different problems and situations that were going in my head. People trying to shut me up and cut me up like banana nut bread. And now I'm like, man, should I be one of those another statistics that's laying flat on the concrete, victim of massive amounts of bloodshed? But I say, why get mad with my black pride? I ain't got to be a Black Panther to be full of black pride. I understand my ancestors, that's why I'm full of black pride. And you talk about all of these different things about how can you say that you are God or even a king. I said that God even said it best. He said we were made in his image. So I had to get up on this track and field. I mean, I got ready for this football scrimmage. So when he told me that I was a son of a king, I knew that I'd be in it. So my mind had to reverse all of the psychological damage it had. And they had to re-spin it. I'm a king. But not because I want to be the king of all crowns or crowns of all kings. It's just that I know he's the master and ruler and controller of all things, but he gave me these abilities. He gave me the way to speak. And the way that I speak at times makes knees type of weak, but he showed me how to be proud of me. He showed me that every time that I look at the mirror again and again, even though my mind and heart sometimes is draped up in sin, he said, look at the sun and get energized by the melanin. And he said, you're still one of mine. You're still one of mine, my kin. So I said, black pride. Black pride, black power, whatever you want to call it, red, black, and green, whatever you want to call it. I would say it when I'm drinking this water until I'm staggering back like an alcoholic, I got black pride. So since I'm pro-black, you call me racist. Well, I guess I can flip the whole stage and start changing faces because when you're racist, you call it justice. I ain't racist against none of y'all. Y'all ain't got nothing to do with me, but since all of us are still same black people, I don't understand why people don't want to fool with me. See, I love when truth starts to envelop somebody's mind and soul, and it changes the direction of how they used to roll. But you looking at me funny because now I spit bold, now that I talk cold, now that I'm like, whoa, now that my beard is ready and salt and pepperish and ready to grow, people look at me funny, but I don't even know. I'm just full of black pride. Why aren't you, my brothers and sisters, in EAT, Matrix Black?
Bring your peace, bring your peace, bring your
go
peace.
In, go in, go
bring
in,
peace, go bring in, peace, go bring in, peace, go
in. What's on my mind poetically? The world around me is getting to be full of it, or full of shit. What's your preference? Corona this and Corona that. Corona seems to be teaching life lessons. Corona bred in some foreign lab. Do you wish to be led to the starter like that? Back of the head slap. Forced injections before you get that check, man. The check man says no fun, so what the heck, man? We'll just take the word from a Republican's grandstand. The truth won't set you free. The truth will continue to be. Keep your distance despite your resistance. Public assistance is a thing of the past. I don't want to be dramatic, but I want to go outside in the rain. It may sound crazy, but these days maybe I want to go outside. Though I pride myself for being a loner, I would print this out, but I'm out of toner. Dry ink in the well, I think we're in hell. It's far as I can tell, if the test too fail, remember. Eric Garner couldn't breathe from cigarette sales. This virtual chokehold disguised as their bro code got us all in its spell while we're sleeping on no dose. so many conspiracies, so many theories. There'll be so much confusion on who to believe. What a fool believes. No wise man has the power to reason away. How bad do you miss being social every day? How much money have you spent to be at events where you can answer that question Monday, how your fucking weekend went? Softball, ladies missing 18 play days. A little pickup game for the brothers on Saturday. Sandy beaches with those surfside leeches. Sometimes I like to watch, so peep this. Places deserted, barren, empty, so no short skirts vying for envy. I'm visually inspired, and this virus hasn't hit me. Provided I continue the social distance thing, and how can we groove without feeling our muse? And poetry is an experience that can't be recluse. I may be elusive, but I'm caught in these blues. Profoundness hasn't found this pen that I use. Some facts are groundless and based on spin. Wordplay ain't wordplay if you keep repeating bullshit. Is that why a greedy man keeps on eating your shit? Fuck the grape Kool-Aid as I imbibe some disinfectant. How much proof do you need that 45 is irrelevant? According to the lies, he's fucking selling it. Dollar sign on a rhetoric like rock, I'm smelling it. Raised brow for the hell of it. Hella cool for the spell check. You ask me what's on my mind? Johnny Taylor comes to mind, and old Taylor would be fine, and my Tito's with no libido. Hell nah, things ain't fine. So why are you faring in these divided times? Purple Mind Dancer, next artist.
I'm that I'm green. The eye, unforeseen, from the incarnated queen, form existence, designated and blown to smithereens, bringing to the forefront light being, but this right here, this smoke screen in my mind, is far and few in between. And what I mean is that this wasn't part of the scene, plan, nor plot. See, what I thought was a lion's heart, it was that part, a negative blotch, a tiny ink spot, dead weight, sinking fast, nonstop, solid, but not quite a rock. More like a distraction, an imbalanced chemical reaction, pain, a contraction, temporary mental block. What I thought was real was indeed photoshopped. I mean, a chocolatey, heavenly dream with a demon filling in between. You came with all the sexy sweet features of a righteous teacher, a born leader, and then spring forth your true demeanor, misdemeanor. You holy water distorted lies, because you became aborted and short-circuited, thinking that I needed you. Nah, blah. You were disenfranchised and disillusioned, a tempting temptation, a ball of confusion, a crooked politician, a contributing factor like water pollution in Flint, Michigan, a problem unwilling to be a solution. Fall of all this, main attraction, break free, unloosen, and with you I was losing my mind, body and soul, strong as Guinness stout, and it ain't no handouts, distribution, nah, ain't available for prostitution. In my time, I can't get back restitution, and I did the math, science, Isaac Newton, and this right here ain't in the stars, and it ain't in the cards, and I had to raise the bar, cause I can see clearly now, for I can see all obstacles in my way, saline solution, you contributing factor to air and noise, pollution and king, nah, more like lazy Susan, soul to soul, just keep on moving, see, cloth that I'm cut from is exquisitely handcrafted by the infinite master, never duplicated and completely digitally remastered, broken alabaster and the scent exotically sweet, unique. Jesus Christ, it came with an ultimate price. Persecution can't be matched by any financial institution. It was the only way to evolve. Evolution, see, the word love is in revolution, and that's who he is, giving me the very best, never allowing me to settle for less. Of course, I'm forbidden to take shorts. Enemies rise and warring angels, state of execution. And in conclusion, facts, lack of desire to rise to the top, and you had to be stopped and blocked and hit on the chopping block and chopped out. Time's up, tick tock, stop. A king, you weren't for real. You were photoshopped. Next artist.
Her words came. We were in free form, sharing thoughts of what lovers do, dancing on the syllables of each inflection that caused floating reactions through the galaxies of our minds, even after phones disconnected. The issue, chocolate lead topped with vulva, with the side of knowing what you are sitting on. The earth couldn't hold the rest of the expressions, causing an unsteadiness. My whole dream was consumed by you. Then the distance between us closed as your words came. Vocally, with your full presence, time delayed while our bodies moved with the rhythm of ancestral drums. Our every thought, even before completed, was an action we were already reacting to. We fed each other the stimulated energies we were creating simultaneously from the sensations of our every movement through our constellations. The absorption of glad water continued while heading towards the Milky Way. Sir Lawrence.
Am I black enough to walk these streets in all my blackness without being contested in my blackness or being accosted by blackness, black on black blackness, harassed by my own blackness? It's either that or I'm being accused by the black and blue due to my blackness. I'm black enough, so it seems that I'm black enough that I'm black enough to get arrested, black enough for them handcuffs. See, I'm black enough. I'm black enough to be stopped on the spot, and ain't no question in the fact that I'm black enough to be shot with my hands up. I'm black enough. I'm black enough. I'm black enough to be tried and judged without a trial. Black enough. I'm black enough where the judge can afford to look the other way. I'm black just enough where the crimes against me is just hearsay. My black mother's tears unheard, my pain unfounded, but just right for American justice. I'm black, so I'm judged like this. Black treated like shit. I'm black, so I fit the criteria like a slipknot, and so I'm left with this judgment. And I'm black enough. I guess I'm just blessed to see the courtroom and a judge, cause I could have been marked by some chalk yellow outlining in the street, blood leaving out of my black enoughness, leaking black enoughness. I could have my breath squeezed out of my chest, marked for death for selling loose cigarettes. I could be maimed or scarred or shot for wearing a hoodie or for pulling out a candy bar. I can't breathe in my blackness. I can't breathe in my blackness. I'm black like this. I was born like this. I'm the darkest blue black in my blackness. I'm purple. Did I mention that this is for real? The poet listed, blacklisted, and I'm riding a spiritual rainbow over lands crooked and hollow in my blackness. Over egotistical, mental, governmental, possessed by the shallow, I'm riding this spiritual rainbow over a land divided by division, catapulting high above tainted religion and corrupt politician. I'm in my blackness. I'm the blackest. I'm the holder of the blackest ass that you can kiss in the business. You treat dogs and foreign citizenships with love, but my blackness, fuck this government. I'm praying and spreading love and band-aids for those who take part in this, those that look like me that share the same blackness, those cut by this world's incisions who bleed out blood out in the streets of misgiving, unjust busy bees who pollinate the spread of hate and man-made disease, preaching go green, but they've cut down every tree and ruined the roots of plenty. I'm on a spiritual rainbow in search of my ancestry, my lineage in my blackness. While they're more concerned about a dog's pedigree, but my blackness shall never be righteous, no matter the likeness, no matter the likeness. You could be a red bone, you could be a red bone, but you'll never see justice. Did I mention that this is for real? Melanated you, made of steel. I wear a cape laced with lace, and I'm able to walk over water when I take my socks off. In my blackness, socks stained by this world's waste, I'm for real, and I'm black, blue black in my blackness. See, this shit don't crack, and this world could kiss the back of my black ass through the stains of my melanated blackness. Sink or swim or blood out in the street, if you look like me, it's like this. Unless you're Harry Potter and you possess a magic wand, a four-leaf clover, a unicorn's horn, a rabbit's foot, or can pull one out of a hat. I ain't Shazam and I ain't got no X on my chest, but I be damned. I'm blessed with integrity, and at birth I was given a master's degree in being black. In my blackness, blacklisted, black bald, black male, black jack, blacked out, black eyed peas, and black jack. jelly beans on Black Friday. Oh, did I mention that I'm for real? And I'm riding on this spiritual rainbow. It's my blackness, high above the clouds with a cape laced with faith. And I'm black and I'm proud. And I can walk over water when I take my goddamn socks off. In my blackness, am I black enough? Am I black enough? Am I black enough? I'm blue black, I'm true black, I'm so black you can see my shadow in the dark. I'm darkness, I'm that damn black. But am I black enough? When will I ever be black enough? When will I be black enough? God created me black, showing up, but it seems that I won't be black enough until my black ass is in a casket. Lights out, covered in blackness, exterminated like roaches left for dead by killers with badges. Blackness, black as ashes. I be black enough, I'm black enough, but I'll never be black enough. I'll never be black enough until I'm dropped in that casket. I'm black enough, I'm black enough, I'm black enough. But when will I be black enough for justice?
You are listening to Uprising Radio.
There's only three things.
Bring your peace, bring your peace, bring your
go
peace.
In,
go in, go
bring
in,
peace,
go
bring
in,
peace,
go
bring
in,
peace,
bring
peace.
It's official right now,
you.
In 4 minutes or less,
and you.
We gonna crown all of them right now.
Dedicate
my mama, your mama,
you.
And
you.
Your baby's mama's mama's mama.
This is dedicated to you.
Wife,
you.
If you're near a woman
you.
Right now, wherever you at, turn to them, say,
dedicate to you.
You are appreciated.
I appreciate your smile.
Thank you.
And the number to take to carry and birth a child.
Thank you.
And the way you play dumb, even when we're living real fast.
Ooh, thank you.
And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow.
Thank you, mama.
Make them ends meet somehow.
Thank you, mama.
I appreciate your strength.
Thank you.
Never bite your lip to say what's on. A lady in the street and a freak when it's bedroom time.
Thank you.
Come grind with me, roll with me, tell me what's yours is mine.
Hey,
fellas, if you ain't got one, better search the world to find.
Woman,
gotta make a long for a
woman,
hey,
woman,
straight up.
Maybe I am a little crazy. I'll stay these few days behind door number 3. The taste of these pills they're giving me, the effects, well, you can plainly see. Can't you? I know it ain't just me. Okay, I get it. This the whole gaslight thing going on. You're trying to keep me. You're trying to teach me to be me, but I am me, and why can't they see? They, them, she, all of you have no clue. Yet I'm held for being clueless. The social rules just don't apply to my kind of coolness. 9 a.m. and it's time for the blueness. I'm given a lump of clay like, ooh, I'm an artist, a sculptor, a painter, a writer, much wiser than my outward mental. My creations weren't that simple. I was the fourth floor star, the Michelangelo of the perceived deranged. My medication changed. I think it was a placebo. I continued to proceed, though I always felt like me, so it was time to meet with the doctor. After a conversation with the young rocker, he was just like me. Misunderstood and considered crazy. The proper term escapes me, but those days away with polished floors and 3 meals a day and a long line for little paper cups, the 3 pills that say you must be like the rest. But I was at my best, just on a different quest. And P.S., I passed the doctor's test. I was released back into a society that didn't care for me, but I'm the crazy one that couldn't see. Fourth floor, psych ward, door number 3. Mind dancer. Next artist.
Twelve long years and many, many tears. Life bombarded with fears. I'm here yet. I'm no longer here. Disappear. Black, darkened smear. Smeared atmosphere. Devil, yet he appeared. And walls have ears. 12 years. Unclean. 12 years. Unseen. 4 minus 16. And this life of mine, unforeseen. 12 years, my children few and far in between. Jaylene, Mullanine, Borstein, Aline, Maylene, Levine, Jolene, Benjamin, Amamine, Christine. 12 years. Their faces have become smoke screens, holding, kissing, singing, no longer remembering, hearts broken, smithereens. 12 years in the darkness of the night. I know that they hear my pain-filled screams, reservoir of blood as a broken spleen flowing out of me along with my dreams. A cut-down queen, silenced joy, damaged tambourine, crushed nectarine. 12 years, I mean, I have tried everything and I've seen every doctor, no repairing, and every dime I have spent unsparing, swearing this yoke has left me broke, outstretched on the floor, physically, mentally, and emotionally poor. 12 years, disappointment after disappointment, heaven sent, death. I was calling, burying, but something in my spirit was tarrying, preparing. Up at the ceiling I was staring, wanting to understand why my life he was sparing. Attention shifted, silent, glaring. On the outside I heard that Jesus was coming, and at that moment my heart, numbing, it began to beat hard, thumping, jumping, strumming, excited about Jesus forthcoming. I heard so much about him healing the sick and opening the blinded eyes. In my last attempt I was going to give him a try, praying I raised my hands to the sky. With all that he had done, I knew power wasn't in short supply. Wanting this to end, this flow so many years ago, wanting to be full of life, to grow, to sow, to flourish. Mediocrity no longer willing to tiptoe, status quo. No, seeking so much more, abundant overflow from the loudness entering in through my window. I knew that he was finally here, near. At that moment, without a second thought, I got up, slowly went outside, pushing aside my fear. It was I, chosen to domineer. I pushed through the crowd, and they were all so mean and screaming oh so loud. And she's here, and she's unclean, 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 making a scene, evil words bouncing in my mind, trampoline, wicked stairs, blaze, gasoline, falling to my knees. I crawl, yelling, please, really wanting to be released from this 12-year clutch, this rut. If I just may touch, but if I just may touch, but if I just may touch, belief occupied my gut, faith from the depths of my very soul, I will make it, I will be whole. Argent, I reached out as far as my shaking hand could, and I touched, oh God, I touched the hem of his garment, dusty face, frozen trace, blood flow sealed his power. I could feel at that very moment, I was sealed. See, he stopped and he looked down at me, red eyes and a runny nose, and I didn't know what to do. Was it you? Was that you who released my virtue? Through dry, trembling lips, heart beating faster, I whimpered, yes, master, this is true. 12 years, tears rested on my dirty face. 12 years, no longer disgraced. 12 years, you have been released. 12 years, finally made whole, one piece. 12 years, faithfully increased. 12 years, sorrows deceased. 12 years, bountiful life, obese. 12 years, he raised me, most high priest. 12 years, lifting me up. Now, daughter, go in peace. IG, next artist.
He came here to be somebody. He broke her water in the 5th month. While at the hospital and after all the tests, the doctor said to abort because he only would have 3 days at best. I said, who do you think you are? You're not God. What they didn't know, he was making an entrance because he came here to be somebody. My Lord God had already put everything in place. Prayed and prayed like I never prayed before. Then he made an entrance because he came here to be somebody. They put him in an incubator. He was so small with all the wires and tubes attached, you could hardly see him at all. After 3 operations and long past 3 days, I wondered how much more does he have to take? But he made an entrance because he came here to be somebody. One day I stood at the window and shed a tear when I felt a hand on my shoulder that said, just talk, he can hear. So I told him not to worry because he came here to be somebody. 6 months later, we brought him home. My son, he made an entrance because he came here to be somebody. Sir Lawrence.
It's essential to protect the liberties, more like the liberties to protect the essentials. The vice versa of panic affecting the mentality of a community as we are family, essential. Also, much confusion, but the real intent is not hard to see as so many become casualties. The statute of a virus is known and it's repetitive, is that the conspiracy or a different way to control humanity? Everybody's a target when they can't control the trajectory. When the toll on the world caused lives to never be the same, and you know nobody will blatantly take the blame. But they've been flooding the receptors of the brain with information filtered. So what's unseen in this time that everything is insane, where any and everybody can be sacrificial? First taking the security of being social. Right, they got our number. As I wonder how many will be buried under experiment number 19. Maybe it will be too late once the big picture is actually seen. Rest in peace to everybody we lost, and praying for everybody else, hoping y'all will not be what this situation is going to cause. Sasha and peace.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.
Kibashe, Erin Delogun, Oyeku, Mojuba, Ibashe, Egun, Mojuba, Alagba, Lagba, Lamiche, Ara Orun, Lamiche, Egun Queleo, Elgun Queleo, Egun Queleo, Egun Mopio.
I was at the end of the world the other day. Between heaven and earth is where I lay. I had to go behind the veil. My juju works so well. I battled it on a regular, demons on a daily. Using a reset of cleanse to protect my body. My ancestors are with me. They guide me. Egun Gung. Egun Gung. Egun Gung. That's the way it's gotta be.
Prophets in the beginning were musicians. They were poets, writers, and that's what we've been tasked with in this life. Shit is actually kind of humbling.
Recap. Emmanuel, born in a place that wasn't even on the map. You hear me, man? Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Yeah. Was about to open up a new realm, and it was about to be on. That from a baby, a hit was on him from King Heron. His plans went left, wrong. An angel from the Lord said, "Be gone." Mary and Joseph took what they could, grabbed baby Jesus and fled from the hood. Growing up, Jesus, he wasn't understood, misunderstood, considered too hood. God's son, nah, how could? In their eyes, he wasn't no good. How could he hang around such mess and be God in the flesh? How could he be full of righteousness? How could he change lives? How could he bless? I ain't done. Whispers. Ain't he the carpenter's son? Yeah, he's the one, Joseph's son. I'll be damned, son of a gun. And he's claiming to be God's son. You see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees have become angry, falling by the tons from the ones who thought they were the big guns. Their hatred couldn't stop who was indeed God's son. In him I am well pleased, spirit descending like a dove, agape love, resonating from above. So tell me, how could he be legit, hanging around them misfits? Misfits. I just wanted to get along, to belong, wanting to understand what I did wrong. Their taunt sounded like a loud off-key song. To them, I was absurd, what they called a nerd. Secluded from the popular herds. No cliques, no clubs, no high fives, no friendly hugs. young, yet life pulled up under me the rug. I am miserable with being invisible. Walking through the corridor, nothing but an object. In gym class, never getting picked. Whatever team I was on, they became vets. Every day, life as an unknown. Lunchtime, I would eat lunch all alone. My only peace was being in my room at home. No call, so I had no need for a telephone. It would be better off for everyone if I was gone. I know I wouldn't be missed. In my life, a hero ain't nothing but a sandwich. Felt as if my heart too broken to be able to be restitched. If I wasn't such a coward, I would end all of this, giving my mother one last kiss. But here I sit, not knowing what to do with me, with life, with these dark, pessimistic days and nights. In anger, I hit the wall, ball, fists, piss. Reminisced on the days I was good at painting, at singing, at dancing. I dusted off an old 45. I tilted my head back and closed my eyes, belting out a song from way deep inside. It sounded so beautiful that I couldn't deny. When I was done, I was surprised to see my mother standing in the doorway with tears filled in her eyes. Something within me realized that even though not wrapped up like others, I'm still a prize. Even in pain, something within me no longer wanted to quit. A gift put here with a voice to uplift. I must admit, today I will allow self-love to enter, permit, and embrace that I am different. A beautiful created entity. Yeah, that's me. A wide smile materialized across my face. My head held high and stayed in place. A light within me lit. Take it or leave it. I'm a unique misfit. Not even in the temple should they sit. Only place they should pray is in the crypt. Jesus came for the veil to be ripped, separating religion from relationship. House of God, yet two different nations, manifestation of his consecration. See that photo of Jesus holding a lamb? That's not all he is. No sir, no ma'am. Church mouse, nope. With his father's name, Jesus played no games. Disrespecting his father's house, him being soft is most definitely fable. Den of thieves. Jesus told them to bounce, turning over tables, taking a stand, revolutionary. That's the Jesus that I understand. A warrior man who was strong yet gentle enough to take a whore by the hand, by men who wanted her to be stoned. Knowing their plot, he already had a plan. Bending down, writing each name who had sex with her in the sand. Through their hateful moans, Jesus kept on writing. Who without sin cast the first stone? After after writing the final name, standing up straight, they were all gone. In a guilt, they went home. About that time to be seated on the right hand of the Father throne. Their hatred full grown, even though he was the boss. Not one time did he floss. The original G took everything they dished out right up to the cross, counting up the cost. This is why I'm no longer lost. Nah, he ain't no blood, but his blood was shed. Gangsta love. If your life doesn't fit, you must acquit. He wants his bond with you to be tighter than a glove. Sustain you through the mire and the mud. Be your water when you're thirsty. When you're hungry, be your food. Jesus is holy, yet comprehending your hood. Aji, that hood Jesus. Yeah. I've got a confession. It's like taking a bandage off a freshly opened wound a little too soon. But I'ma be a bit transparent, seeking freedom from a cocoon, allowing these seeds to drop where they may, bloom and no frontin'. Cat out of the bag, rehab type of something, something. Now I got some of that in me, and yeah, now she be fighting to break free, that freaky queen bee, but she's under lock and key. So you see, I love men. As long as I can remember, male gender, sexy as all get out, contender, making a sister wanna holler the way they do my life. Fine brothers, distant lovers, succulent, juicy, and oh so tender, surrender. Men have been my weakness. You know that apple in the garden kind of sweetness, temptation, yeah. Ate from that tree, and I see, and baby, the way y'all be looking at me, and from what I see is more like kings able to tame desires and fantasies. But please excuse me, but I'm that type of sister who admires men close range and from afar. See, I know just what I like, and I cross my legs and my eyes, well, they begin to glisten like stars. See, I'm a bus, so you know, with vision, I come out them claws. And men, to me, you are the greatest thing created before sliced bread, from dark to light, and clean face to beard, statue tall to average, from waves to dreads, and them shiny bald heads, Lord, thoroughbred, you heard what I said. Now, I could pretend and act all brand new, but physical attraction, well, it is the first thing that I do attention to, and yeah, that's cool. I mean, yeah, it's real breezy cool. But you got to have more substance to you. Oh, yes, I must confess that I'm looking at your flesh, but it's your spirit that I long to undress and get my hands wet and be all up in that business. 'Cause I'm holding out to be a blessing to a blessing. My mind, you must first be undressing until my flesh I could fight back, repressing, regrouping my thoughts, digressing, and broken lead, pencil tip, tempted,
testing, sensuality and senses, arm wrestling, deep breathing back inside of the neck, caressing, flexing, girl flex, cause it's time to have sex, cause if you're truly my queen, my king, you're gonna be willing to sweat, and before any foreplay to climax, but my preference is Italian twine, a toast of wine, and melanin on time, but in the meantime and in between time, a queen with delicate ease gonna sit on a throne, first discovered bones, and with pleasant admiration admire the splendor of men, exuberant, magnificent, masculine manifestations, God's most lustrous creations, and with my chin slightly resting in the cup of my fingers, I grin with silence, exuberation at the wondrous specimen called man. Aji, next artist.
Girl, by the time the fool learns the rules of the game, all the players have gone home. Community, who will fight all forms of unity, except when it comes to spending money. We are leading a united front, carrying a $1 trillion note. The consumer's consumer, America's economic axis, doing it all for bragging rights. Like the future junkie, thinking it's all good getting their fix for free. Then when the money runs out, we would do anything for tennis shoes and a TV. Then we say, respect me, while they all watch as we disrespect the woman who birthed the world. Before you start jonesing, I got that main vein is looking for. You say hi, you haven't even left the ground. Part one, Sir Lawrence.
Hunger pains can build character, or they can gut punch and fold you. Hunger is the constant reminder to never say on what you will and what you won't do. Hunger is that burnt hand ready to snatch away the mask, willing to expose you. Hunger will convince a man to turn snitch against his own brother. Hunger will make you grab that pistol grip, because what's bread without the butter? Hunger will drain a father dry when working third shift. But as long as God resides in heaven and the earth is his footstool, his children will attend the best schools. For the hunger to know will have you dog-pedaling in the deep end of the swimming pool of taboo. Hunger will make you get up off your ass and make something happen. Hunger will strengthen your spirit, killing the flesh daily when fasting. Some hunger after revenge due to the dude's past. For my hunger has left a hole in my stomach, the same shade as the microphone. For my change is coming. So when you catch me staring into space, I'm writing, leave me alone. Hunger. Walking through my apartment, I can see the month of December. From my breath, cautioning me of pneumonia. A starving artist, my ribs touch as my weight begins to fall like thin timber. The eggs of testimony were unharmed in the owl's nest. And just when my psyche begins to heed tender, my spirit whispers, everything is gonna be alright, just remember what he told you.
But you never had nobody like this. Had lipstick kiss like this. Girl, come with the drop of a dime. But the kitties ain't quite like mine. See, I got this little thing that I do. If you were my fan, I would do it to you. Thanks for the drink, but you better move. Cause I'm up in here with dudes.
And I'm the shit with this shit, Sally. I'm the shit with this shit, Sally.
So I need to make sure you on point. Okay? All right.
A single pearl of cum on the tip of my tongue, yet the viscous gift slides down smoothly as lava covers rock, leaving one telltale sign. Involuntary spasms appear, resulting from the uvula's unpreparedness. The drums of the Y clan proceed and declare their imminent arrival. Skills of a prestidigitator, the subject disappears and emerges at rhythmic intervals. The cavernous vessel's temperature sends warm saliva exploring with purpose. A tongue of impressive agility introduces its aptitude. Passionate kisses send the wind whistling through the gap. Digital dexterity featuring opposable thumbs. And so it begins. Digital dexterity featuring opposable thumbs. passionate kisses that send the wind whistling through the gap, a tongue of impressive agility introduces its aptitude. The cavernous vessel's temperature sends warm saliva exploring with purpose. Skills of a prestidigitator, the subject disappears and emerges at rhythmic intervals. The drums of the Y Clan proceed and declare their imminent arrival. Involuntary spasms appear, resulting from the uvula's unpreparedness. Yet the viscous gift slides down smoothly as lava covers rock, leaving one telltale sign. A single pearl of cum on the tip of my tongue. Call this poem Push and Pull. In peace.
That concludes tonight's Novus Bard, hosted by the Writer Radio and the Quilted Network. Good night.
You are listening to Uprising Radio.